It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. We're just kind of sort of in between the rain and it'll be back. And it'll be gone, and it'll be back. It looks like it's going to be like that for the next couple of days, so do what you got to do. Half hour from now, Carl Carlson's going to be along. We'll talk a little bit about, economics. I mean, it's kind of crazy. I mean, we say economics. What are we talking about? Talking about a day where you reach some degree of financial freedom. Financial independence. It's amazing what happens with that. It really is. You say, well, I don't want to do that. Or, I really want to do that. And you start making decisions in that way, as opposed to, well, I have to do that, or, oh, I can't do that. Right? It's a different mindset, different way of dealing with things. It's just an absolutely amazing and wonderful situation. So, anyway, Carl will be with us at 4:35. I do want to remind you about our Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That is always available to you, and that, of course, is thanks to our good friends over at Chronic Care of Richmond. You know, I'm a patient over at Chronic Care of Richmond, Dr. Snyder and lovely bride Janine and all the good people there. They're also the main sponsor, yet again, for our Politics and Pints event that's coming up on October the 16th. Handful of tickets left. If you would like to join us, if you thought you were out of luck, and I think we all thought everybody was out of luck, but today's your lucky day. We've got a few more tickets, apparently. So I don't know if they open up another section or they just found some tickets. Whatever the deal is, WRBA.com is where you go to get your tickets. That is the only place to go and get your tickets. It should be a good time. It's always a good time. We'll have more people on the stage than ever. I don't know how that's going to work out, frankly. But we'll see, and you'll be the first one to see it if you're there with us on October the 16th at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. Now, I've got a lot of great texts coming in on this Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, and I really do want to get to a number of them. 804 says, Jeff, you have got to stack those women's teams with dudes if you want to win now. Sadly, that's correct, isn't it? Isn't that right? The governor of Idaho saluting the young ladies on the Boise State volleyball team who said they will not play against the San Jose State team because the San Jose State team has a guy who claims he's a girl. And we've seen injuries all over the country as the result of this. It's terrible. And we're stealing this from those young ladies. So those young ladies made a very, very difficult choice. We would rather take the L than validate a guy who says he's a girl taking a spot from an actual girl on that team. And we don't want to risk the injury. So good for them and good for the governor of Idaho for saluting them. Jeff. John from New Kent writes, this is how it should have been handled from day one. Riley Gaines and the other swimmers should have stood back up when the starting gun went off and let that Will Thomas, a.k.a. Leah Thomas, swim by himself. Yeah, it's true. Another note, this one is John in 804 says, sometimes you have to stand up for what's right, even though you know it's going to cost you when you do. Well, that's true, and that's a tough situation, isn't it? A lot of people know what's right, and a lot of people find themselves burdened by obligations, as an example. Well, I'd like to do that, but it's going to cost me this, or it's going to cost me that, or it's going to do... And you have to weigh that. But John said right here, sometimes you have to stand up for what's right, even though you know it's going to cost you when you do. Anne writes, Jeff, it would be terrible if because the victims are in rural areas, the victims are getting ignored because they're more likely to be Trump supporters. No excuse at all if that turns out to be true. I hate to say this. Well, all right, I won't even say it, but you know what I'm thinking. 757, Mike says, Jeff, if nobody understands the priorities of the Democrats now during this crisis for so many people, they merely need to look at their lack of action. Political power is their only concern. That's true. The president of the United States is sleeping on a beach. The vice president is at a fundraiser in Las Vegas and could not be bothered coming back. Wow. Hey, Jeff, somebody should ask Tiny Tim on the air, how is it okay to jeopardize the safety of our citizens and communities by bringing in criminals? You owe your constituents an answer now. If you have no answer, then you are unfit to be our senator. Well, he's already unfit to be our senator, and he's not going to answer anybody. Hey, Jeff, if Kamala Harris is sending her thoughts from Las Vegas, doesn't that prove what we all know? She's thoughtless and senseless. She just gives everything away. Hey, tell Jeff that if they say they're illegal aliens trapped in the aftermath of Hurricane Kamala, they'll be there in a heartbeat with all kinds of FEMA money. Yeah, it might be true. It might be true. It is disturbing, though, when you think about it, that these poor people are getting absolutely no attention. The legacy news media, you'll notice, is ignoring this as much as is humanly possible. It seems as if every once in a while they're forced to cover it. But for the most part, yeah, they're ignoring it. Let me share a little something with you. Now, this is a little longer than we would normally have, but you gotta take a listen to this John F. Kerry. And, Jerm, I'm going to cut him off after his relevant babbling, as opposed to his irrelevant babbling. But his babbling includes some thoughts from former United States Senator John F. Kerry, former Secretary of State, and then what was he again? The our global climate czar or some such nonsensical post, something like that. Take a listen to cut number four.
And I think the dislike of and anguish over social media is just growing and growing and growing. And it's part of our problem, particularly in democracies, in terms of building consensus around any issue. It's really hard to govern today. The referees we used to have to determine what's a fact and what isn't a fact have kind of, you know, been eviscerated to a certain degree. And people go and that people self-select where they go for their news or for their information. And then you just get into a vicious cycle. So it's really, really hard, much harder to build consensus today than at any time in the 45, 50 years I've been involved in this. And there's a lot of discussion now about how you curb those entities in order to guarantee that you're going to have, you know, some accountability on facts, et cetera. But look, if people go to only one source and the source they go to is sick and, has an agenda and they're putting out disinformation, our First Amendment stands as a major block to the ability to be able to just, you know, hammer it out of existence. So what we need is to win the ground.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you got to be able to beat it into the ground. Are you freaking kidding me? You know, if it weren't for this damn First Amendment stuff, we'd be able to just tell people what they believe, and they wouldn't be able to question us, and they would do exactly what we told them to do. This pesky free speech thing is really hurting our agenda-driven agenda. What the hell? Why can't we just hammer it out of existence, beat it into the ground? You got to let that stuff sink in. I'm just telling you right now. If you thought for a second that some of these folks on the left had any shred of respect for your rights, that ought to let you know exactly what they think, exactly what they feel.
Come on, man.
Well, you bad people over there. I wish it weren't true. I really do, but man, that's some painful stuff right there. Really, really ugly stuff. Reminder to you, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, that's always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., John Reed says he's got that Dr. Danny Avula actually coming on the show. Now, you remember what happened, that Dr. Danny agreed to come on. He wants to be the mayor of Richmond. I don't know why, but he does. Okay. And he was going to be part of John's cavalcade of candidates, right? John's had, I think, everybody. And, you know, for those of us that don't live in the city, which is most of us, you kind of look at this parade and you go, well, five more reasons I don't live in the city. But this Dr. Danny was supposed to be on. And then the morning, that morning, right, he left a voicemail message saying, you know, I can't make it. Uh-huh. Okay. So he's supposed to be here tomorrow morning at 6? I'll be listening. We've got a handful of Politics and Pints tickets that you can get your pretty little hands on. You've got to go to WRBA.com. It is the only way that you can get those tickets. There are not that many left. I didn't even realize we had any left, to tell you the truth, but I got an email that said we've got a couple. So if you've never been to Politics and Pints, man, it's many things that you don't realize. Because I think some people think, oh, it's going to be rah-rah this or rah. It's not a political rally. It's just it's a big old sort of party atmosphere. There are a lot of us there. We've all got strong opinions, but it is great fun. And there's beer involved. So what could possibly go wrong? I'm going to be there, of course. John Reed will be there. Brian Kilmeade had a great time last time. He's coming back. Dana Lash is coming in for it. Gary Hess is our erstwhile master of ceremonies and referee. And because we do have that DEI program at WRBA, we do have Howard Gutman there as our resident leftist. I think we checked that box now. I mean, he doesn't say much about you, but he's there. And we can all mock them together. You can get the tickets at WRBA.com. 416 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 421 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. Before I forget, would you hop online and follow the Jeff Katz Show over on X, please? The Jeff Katz Show over on X. God, I just got to move the number a little bit, and I'll be so much happier. It'll just make everybody's life happier, and I'll stop bugging you. But seriously, follow The Jeff Katz Show over on X, if you would, please. Carl Carlson's coming up in just a couple of moments. We're going to talk, we say it's business, we say it's economics, we say it's the market, but what it really is, when push comes to shove, it's about you being in a place where you have the resources to say, here's what I want to do, and here's what I don't want to do. And you can actually do what you want to do and not do what you don't want to do. That is financial freedom. That is financial independence, where you're not looking towards anyone else to take care of you. It's a great situation to be in. It really is. When you can say, okay, well, I want to go sail around the world. And I don't have to sell a kidney to go sail around the world. I can just book the tickets and we can sail around the world. Wouldn't that be a nice situation to be in? Or maybe you're inclined in a different direction and you're thinking, you know, I want to donate more time. I want to be able to volunteer for charities more, but I actually have to go to work. So there you go. Bibi Netanyahu is without question the toughest guy on the face of the planet right about now. Don't you think so? I mean, this is a guy who said, hey, Joe Biden, Kishmir Tuchus. Because Biden and Harris, these folks, have been trying their best to get Netanyahu to act like them, you know, cowards, to hide underneath the desk, to not go after the bad guys, to not prosecute the war, as they say. And Bibi Netanyahu said, listen, the survival of the Jewish people is at stake, and I will not allow the Jewish people to be exterminated, period, end of story. Now, if you take a look at the bingo card for Hezbollah, there are no spots left because they have now taken out everybody who was at the top level and then the second level and then the third. They don't even have a bench anymore, which is good. They took out the Hamas leader in Lebanon. And what they really want to do, apparently, is go to Iran and take out that mad mullah, the lunatic Ayatollah over there. And I would not be surprised if that doesn't happen in the near future. And it is because the Prime Minister of Israel knows that the President of the United States is weak and is a coward. And he said, I'm not listening to you anymore. We are going to fight for the survival of the Jewish people, particularly now as we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of October the 7th. I'm Yisrael Chai. 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. Good day. I mean, well, it is. It's Monday. And we got a lot of rain, and we're going to have more rain and even more rain and then more rain after that. And tomorrow will also be filled with rain. I don't know that this is leftovers from Hurricane Helene. I think for the most part, is broken up, right? Amazing to me to see the power of that storm, even over land. You know, those hurricanes pick up the power, as I understand it, from the warm waters of the ocean. And that's why they dissipate when they head over land. But Helene, man, it's just caused terrible destruction. Florida and Georgia and our beloved Commonwealth. And there are, at this point, I think the number was 125 deaths. God only knows how many casualties. There's still areas where there's no power, obviously. There's no water. There's no food. There's no shelter. This is a big thing.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
President Trump is on the ground. Former President Trump is on the ground in Georgia. Current President Joe Biden is on vacation, sleeping on the beach, Rehoboth Beach in Delaware. And the wannabe president, Vice President Kamala Harris, is in Las Vegas meeting with high-level donors to her campaign. Tell me again who cares about the people. Yeah. All right. Quick reminder. We've got a couple of tickets left for Politics and Pints. If you had begun to think you were just totally out of luck, and I tell you, I thought you were out of luck because I thought we were all sold out. But we do have a couple left. So if you'll jump online, you got to do it quickly. I'm telling you, like now, WRVA.com, WRVA.com. Get those tickets and come on out October the 16th in Hopewell. I'm thinking it'll probably be the last time we're at Hopewell for a while. Because our goal, at least it was when we started this 5 years ago, was to take it throughout different parts of Central Virginia. All right. We talk at different times about retirement. We talk about being able to do this or able to do that. Well, what if you didn't have to wait that long, right? That's what Carl Carlson's message has been. That's what I've taken from it in the time that I've known Carl and I've worked with Carl. Carl's our financial advisor, our financial planner. You know that. And my goal is not to wait for, quote, retirement. My goal is to be financially free, financially independent. So I can say, yeah, that's what I want to do or no, not so much. But you probably got a few regrets and we're going to talk a little bit about that. Carl, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Jeff. And yes, you're exactly right. It's financial freedom. You know, a lot of times when I work with somebody who is 30, we're talking about we're building their plans so they can be financially free by 50. So, you know, if you're 40, get to work. If you're 50, really get to work.
Really?
If you're
60, that's right.
Let's get running.
That's well, right. And you know, you're going to start, you don't even know this yet, but we're going to start with my two boys in their 20s because I'd like them to be in a position by the time they're, say, 35 where they can say, yeah, yeah, we're buying a boat, and that's what we want to do, and we don't have to worry about it. I mean, that's the power, right?
It's perfect. Yeah. It's the power of compound interest, which Albert Einstein coined a phrase for that because he studied it, and he loved it. And you know what he called it?
Well, compound interest.
Yes, you're close.
Oh,
he called it the eighth wonder of the world.
No kidding. Wow.
The eighth wonder of the world. That's how much Einstein was impressed by it.
Wow.
And what it is, and sometimes it can work against you. I'll give you that example.
Yes.
But as a country, maybe. But it's a curve that instead of linear, meaning, you know, you go up a hill gradually, kind of in a straight line. That's a much lower, longer climb.
Yep.
Versus hitting the beginning of a mountain and then skyrocket up.
Yeah.
That's an exponential curve up, and that's what compound interest does for you. And that can happen within 15 to 25 years. If you're really doing it well, you can begin to hit that curve. Now, here's where it works against you is when for the entire life of your country, up until about 4 years ago, the entire life of your country, you accumulate $11 trillion over 100 years, $11 trillion in debt, and then in 4 years, you add another $11 trillion to it. We're hitting the exponential curve, and now in 100 days, we add a trillion. So before long, we'll add a trillion in 90 days, then we'll add a trillion in 80 days, then we'll add a trillion in a month, and then we'll add a trillion in a week, and then we'll add a trillion in a day, and then we'll add it. That's hyperinflation.
So
that's where it works against you. So I'm just giving a shout out to your listeners out there.
Uh-huh.
We got to do things for our country that limit the increase to the debt. And actually, I mean, if we can at least stop increasing it, then we can work on decreasing it. But that's my soapbox for compound interest in the wrong direction. Your listeners, we need to get it going in the right direction.
We do. Yes, we do. And I wanted, you know, you're talking about looking back and some of these mistakes. There's this study that came out talking about people's mistakes and financial mistakes. I mean, we're not overly well, maybe we are concerned with, I shouldn't have dated that person or that car was wrong. But there are a few financial mistakes that seem to pop up over and over again. Am I right?
You're exactly right, and that's why you're sitting here saying, I'm going to get my boys on this now in their early 20s, because one of the big regrets was they didn't start saving for retirement early enough.
Yeah.
Big regret, and I'm saying don't start saving for retirement. Start saving for your financial freedom, which should come even before you would decide to retire. You may not even want to retire. You might just want to refire and head another direction.
Well, that's the thing, is that we talk about retirement, and you and I are, I think we're the same age, and we grew up learning. People talk, well, you know, you work this many years, and you work at this company, and then at 65, they give you a gold watch, and you go away, and, you know, you whittle or sit on your porch or whatever it was. But we're at a situation now where, number one, companies don't have any loyalty to the employees. Employees don't have any loyalty to the companies. People go back and forth and up and down and sideways and start their own things. So that idea of 20 and out or 25 and out, that's gone. And they keep, it's like Charlie Brown and Lucy. They keep moving that retirement goalpost, right? Wasn't it? It was 65 and now, what is it, 104 or something like that?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You're kicking it way out there where it's hard to get it between the goalposts. So, you know, I love this. I heard something, I think it was yesterday. I was watching a little piece of Rescue the Republic, I think was the name of it.
Okay.
And where Jordan Peterson, who is, I follow him a little bit, he's a very bright guy, was saying self-sacrifice is important in a country, that we're not just all looking out for ourselves, we sacrifice for others. Like, you know, I might work a little longer, be sacrificing for my family.
That's right.
I might work a little longer because I'm sacrificing for my employees to help them and to help them do better in my community and my country. So, you know, I don't ever intend to not be sacrificing and doing what I can do to help instead of 100% of my time golfing and fishing. So I'll spend a little time. I can do a lot more now in a lot less time because I know a lot more than I used to could. So that's kind of nice, too.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Yeah, no, that's great.
I got to tell you something, Carl. I'm so we don't plan this out, but you're talking about Jordan Peterson. I am wearing today my Sorted State Bucko shirt, which has a large picture of a lobster on the back, and I am actually looking at a signed poster from the We Who Wrestle With God tour because I went to see Dr. Peterson at the Altria Theater. I love me some Dr. Peterson.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
I love him, too. He's great, and it's been fun to watch his journey of growth, too. Oh, it's exciting for us all.
It really is. Well, Carl, you know, the ultimate goal that we have when we chat a little bit about this is to get people to that financial independent point where they can say, and it's the way I always describe it, it's not about retiring. You talk about refiring. It simply gets you to a point to say, look, I have the financial resources to make choices. I can go to the office every day, or I don't want to go to the office every day. I want to take my time and volunteer, you know, for this charity, for that charity, or my wife wants to travel around, or whatever it is, you have those choices. And that's, man, that is a powerful and I would dare say comfortable situation to be in.
Exactly. And that's our goal, to get people there as soon as we can get them there. And the earlier we start, the quicker we can get involved, the quicker we can make things happen.
So we always send them to connectwithcarlson.com, and I guess that's the best thing. But remind everybody what they're going to find over there, why it is important to visit connectwithcarlson.com.
So I think a key thing you'll find in there that we're just talking about today is a checklist to see if you are ready to hit retirement, and maybe that's, or you're getting close to financial freedom, but there's a checklist in there that you just need to go down through, and it'll help prompt you on, oh my gosh, I need to do, I haven't done that, I haven't got this done, my estate plan's not done, I don't have enough money saved, and my money's not growing fast enough to get me where I want to be when I want to be there. So that retirement checklist is a great tool for that, to just get there and start figuring it out.
All right. Well, that's where we want people to go, connectwithcarlson.com, connectwithcarlson.com. Oh, and do me a favor, give everybody the phone number, because I've got a sneaking suspicion that there might be one or two questions that arise out of the information at connectwithcarlson.com.
All right. The number is 844-CARLSON, 844-227-5766.
All right, sir. You are the man. I always appreciate you being here. That is my friend, Carl Carlson. He is he's a great financial planner, great financial advisor. He and the firm picked up big wins in the Richmond Times-Dispatch Readers Competition. And I think the biggest thing that I can say, Heidi and I have entrusted Carl and his team with our financial independence, which for us means not just taking care of us, but looking out for Julia for the rest of her life. And he's the guy we trust. Need I say more? 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 451, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon, getting into Monday evening. I'm not sure what the weather is exactly where you are. I will tell you, here in the center of the universe, it has gotten really, really dark. Really dark. And it's okay. I mean, we've got our Halloween stuff up. See, as soon as the first leaf falls, Heidi goes into Halloween decorating mode. And given that she's actually out of town, she went on one of her magical musical adventures over in England, So she had to get everything decorated for Halloween before she left. So we do look like a haunted house. I love it. Oh, my God. This is like one of my favorite holidays, Halloween. And I know. I mean, I don't need to get into a discussion about Halloween versus this. But I'm just talking about Halloween in 2024. Candy, scary stuff, kids have fun. That's my Halloween. And so we've got a couple of skeletons we picked up on closeout, which, I mean, what other way would you buy a skeleton, right? I want a brand new one. Well, yeah, Mr. Katz, it's still in use right now. You got to really, really wait a while. So they are going to be used, but you can sit them at your bar, which is exactly what we do. We've got a couple of them up as we get closer, because today starts the official countdown. 31 days from today is Halloween, and we have one of those Halloween counter downer things. What do you call the calendars at Christmas time? Advent calendars, right? We have sort of, yeah, seriously, it's sort of kind of like one of those. It's a backwards counting kind of a thing. And today is 31 days until Halloween. Now, it's also, what, about 24 hours until the vice presidential debate? That's tomorrow. J.D. Vance and, what's his face? Tim Walz. I'd like to tell you it's going to be interesting. I don't know. I'd like to tell you it's really important. I don't think so. I mean, I really don't. We have a very clear choice, and everyone has the same clear choice, right? You have Donald Trump, you have Kamala Harris. It's that simple. If you were going to vote for Bobby Kennedy, you need to vote for Donald Trump. If you were thinking about writing in Tulsi Gabbard, you need to vote for Donald Trump. That's all. Now, if you're a Kamala Harris person, I guess that's okay. There are some of these crazy people on the left. Now, remember, these are the same people that were telling you Joe Biden's just fine. Same people telling you that for the last 4 years, nothing wrong with Joe Biden, are now telling you, well, he's not up to being president. Well, where have you been for the last 4 years? What have you been doing? Like trading Pokemon cards or something? Shouldn't you have been paying attention to this? I mean, I'm just saying. Seems to me that would be something you would let the American people know. And I'm part of the American people. I would have liked to have known that. I got enough time here. Cut number three. Now, I'm going to remind you, that I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. No, it's okay. No thanks are necessary, but bear that in mind. And also, it is MSNBC, so if you aren't
for Kamala Harris,
yeah, all right. No, I just wanted to take my sip. I didn't want to do a spit take. All right. Cut number three, please.
I think for Kamala Harris, and obviously by inference also for Tim Walz, this is going to be a really big challenge, because where has she been for the last 3.5 years? This is her border crisis. She is the vice president of the United States. The number of non-detained immigrants in the country is twice the number. We're talking about 7.4 million people in this country right now. And we can, you know, we can throw calumnies around about who they are and what they are, but the statistics that were shared with Congress just last week about the number of criminals, murderers, you know, they're not all criminals, they're not all murderers, and they didn't all come in under Biden and Harris, but twice the number is unacceptable. Yeah. That's why people are upset.
Yeah, and DHS has said some of those stats actually go back as far as 40 years. But Kelly, Danny really makes the point about why the stakes are so high on Tuesday night, including for Tim Walz, who, quite frankly, hasn't been in that many unscripted events. What are you hearing about how they're prepping?
The expectation setting is starting.
Yes,
for sure. Tuesday night will be a big, big moment.
Wow. I don't know who that first lady was, but she's never being invited back. You know that. She's never going to be invited back to MSNBC. She actually told the truth. It's not that complicated when you think about it. Kamala Harris was in charge of the border for the last 4 years. She was the border czar. That's what they called her. She's been to the border exactly twice. The other day she went to the border for a photo op. Actual Border Patrol agents trashed her because of what she did. You and I have 400,000 illegal alien criminals in our country, 13,099 murderers, and about 20 million illegal aliens overall. that is as the result of the border boss, Kamala Harris. Now, maybe you're happy with that. I don't know. You might be thinking, man, this is the best thing ever. I love people who are in the country illegally taking jobs and taking services. Nothing better than that. Okay, well, then I guess I know how you're voting. But for the rest of us who, honest to goodness, to our core, don't hate people, we love people, we want the best for people, but we understand there's a process, we understand there are laws, we understand there are rules, and we also understand that right now, there are millions of Americans that have been impacted by Hurricane Helene, and this administration does not seem to give a crap. That's a problem. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., we're told Dr. Danny Avila is going to be on with John Reed. I'll be listening. It is 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.